The Wolokota Project uses recorded interviews with elders like Jesse Taken Alive from the Rosebud Sioux Tribe.
When we look at the American Dream and the Lakota Dream, how can we put those together? Some will say we can't, some will say we shouldn't. And my personal view is that we must, for the sake of our children, for the sake of our children, that we must put something together so they feel that they don't have to abandon their being as Lakota.
The project aims to help teachers in the state gain a better cultural understanding of Native culture that they can then translate to the classroom. Dr. Scott Simpson is with the organization Technology and Innovation in Education. He is one of those behind the Wolokota Project.
Sometimes teachers just don't know. They're coming from somewhere far away, and they're here, find themselves in a small community, perhaps on a reservation. They don't know how to connect with the community.
Simpson says the project includes a website with a wide range of interviews from Lakota elders that can help teachers both gain and share cultural awareness in the classroom.
Not a new, necessarily, educational technique, not something that's been developed by someone in some educational think tank somewhere. What we're bringing to them is the wisdom and the story and the songs of the elders who care deeply about their own children and their own grandchildren, and we're allowing that wisdom to begin to transform the way we do things in a classroom.
Simpson says a meeting in conjunction with a U.S. Department of Education project is taking place at Santa Clara University in Rosebud. He says the meeting is focusing on how to scale up the Wolokota Project in the region. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.